Well, on its own, it won't help us tackle criminality. Obviously, the biggest issue has been Garda numbers that have reduced by about 2,500 from the peak back in 2008, and also the closure of some rural Garda stations. But the bill, in terms of addressing repeat offenders, those limited number of criminals who are involved repeatedly in burglaries or aggravated burglaries, it's welcome that now they will not be released on bail readily, and also that, you know, when they're sentenced, they're sentenced for every individual crime rather than the concurrent sentencing that's there. So Sinn Féin supported the bill going through the Houses, but there's a hell of a lot more needs to be done.
You're saying that this act, combined with possible more Garda numbers and Gardaí on the beat, and maybe even the reopening of some rural Garda stations, would be ideal?
Absolutely. There's also the issue of prisons. Whenever persons are going to jail right now, automatically they get 25% reduction in their sentence just for keeping their head down. What Sinn Féin believes is that when a person goes to prison, particularly people who are repeat offenders in terms of burglaries, that they should demonstrate that they are rehabilitating. You know, that should be clear. And on that basis, and that basis alone, should their sentence be reduced. So, in other words, we want to see incentivized remission. So we need to do work in terms of Garda numbers. We need to do work in terms of sentencing. And we need to do work in terms of, you know, what happens when they go to jail.